Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I forgot to tell you guys, last night it was really fantastic because my parents were out at Los Dos.
Yes.
Josh, I love me some Los Dos. And they were having dinner and they were shooting pictures of the gigantic margaritas that they were having. I was like, oh, you bastard. I'm home. Lila wasn't feeling well. And it was like, we're trying to make dinner. And they're like, come on over. I was like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I wish I was retired and had all the time in the world. But no, I couldn't go over. And then about 10 minutes later, there was another picture. And it was my mom, my dad, and my sister. So my sister made her way over there. And she had a gigantic margarita, too. And I wrote back some more bad words.
Like, yeah, rubbing it in.
Why are you doing this to me? Like, come on over. I was like, I can't come over. I was like, come on. And my sister's like, well, we offered, you know, for you to come by. And I wrote back all snarky. I was like, well, you're just sending this because mom and dad are buying you margaritas. That's the only reason you shut up. Boom. But about 30 minutes later, my doorbell rang. I was like, who is at the house? And it was like 7:30 at that point. I was like, I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Open the door. My mom is standing there dancing.
That's the most Danny move
awesome.
Ever.
She's dancing, shaking her butt, and in her hand, she's got two to-go margaritas.
Gosh dang it, I love your mom. I love her.
Best mom
and she's
ever.
Like, look what I have for you.
Oh my God. Who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite person?
The best.
My dad's standing out there just shaking his head. So,
Danny.
At about 7:30 last night, Nicole and I had a margarita.
Good for you guys.
I was like, this is fantastic.
You're like, Lila, take care of yourself.
Kids get in the shower, do your own thing, clean up the kitchen.
Big one, watch the little one.
So anyway, shout out to my rents yesterday for surprising me with a marg.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
I love that for them.
I love that for you guys.
There's a story out this morning about traveling. The upcoming holiday travel season is quickly sneaking up on us. There's a travel report from the Google Box found the best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel. Thanksgiving is 37 days off, I believe, so get on it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your tickets if you're heading out of town. They say also in this story that about 24 days before you fly, you're still going to find some decent deals, probably for those like kind of last minute people
that
want to get away. Yeah. So if you're looking to get out of town, now's the time to buy tickets. On the heels of this story this morning, a new analysis looked into the airlines with the worst customer satisfaction worldwide. And that includes complaints, including cancellations, delays, lost baggage, safety, poor customer service, and poor traveling experience. And Katie, I think you were on this airline just a day or so ago.
Yeah, I think
American?
I know which one. Oh, no, I didn't fly
American.
Oh, you
didn't fly American?
No,
Who were you on?
I was on United.
Number three.
Okay.
Oh,
I was going to say, yeah.
So if you are booking those Thanksgiving tickets today, it goes American is the worst, Frontier, and then United. And then Air France, which I don't think you'll be taking that to Texas to see grandma.
No.
Hey, what are you taking to Texas? Air France.
Oui.
We will get you there on time.
Le Houston. But yeah, I mean, how was your experience on United since they are sitting at three?
Yeah. Well, again, it's like... when I went to the airport, my friend told me that United, when I told her, I was like, yeah, I'm flying United. She said, ooh, bougie. I didn't realize that was that Josh. She's like, no,
bougie.
That's not bougie. I don't know. Well, she always flies Southwest. And so she said that United compared to that is like a step up. But I don't fly that often, so I don't know what to compare it to. All I know is my adventure in the airport. If you're going to fly right now, there's so many things that can throw a wrench into your flying plans. Like when I went to the airport Friday morning, Josh had mentioned, because my flight was leaving at like 7:48 was the takeoff time. Boarding started at like 6:50 or something, right? And so I was like, well, I'm going to show up a little bit before 5 o'clock. That's a couple hours before. That should be fine. Oh my gosh, 4:45 I'm at the airport and the security line, because you know you walk in to DIA and first thing you see are the airlines with the baggage where you can check your bags and everything. That's the first thing you see when you walk in. And then when you start making your way to the next phase, it's the security right there. And the security was backed up all the way into the airline part there. So the security line was so long at 4:45 in the morning. morning.
At that point, don't you just want to look at it, turn around and get back in your car and leave? And be like, you know what? Never mind.
My stomach went into my throat because I thought I was going to miss my flight. I was like, Josh told me to get there 3 hours before. We laughed at him. Remember?
When Josh, I was like, 45 minutes tops.
I know.
And then I was like, just remember it's Friday traffic.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah. We both looked at Josh like he didn't know what he was talking about. And he was spot on. So it was like the minute I walked in, I got a little anxiety. But then apparently what had been going on is they closed part of the security. So they had the east part open. The west part was closed. But while I was standing in line there, they made the announcement that they opened the security line back up. So then things started to flow a lot more fast, right? And then I get to my gate and we're standing there and all of a sudden an announcement comes on at DIA. The trains went down. So the trains that bring you to the concourses, thankfully I'd already made it to gate B, but oh my gosh, the train stopped working. So you have to think, if you're over getting checked in security and your flight's about to leave, how are you going to get over there? Like, the trains aren't working.
They get the golf carts out and start zipping your... Was that the day that the trains were running
Friday
with the
morning.
Doors open?
Yes, Friday morning. I was there when all that happened. And then I, you know, get to Chicago O'Hare, and they're doing construction there at their airport. So everything is delayed by another hour. We're just sitting on the tarmac on the plane for like 40 extra minutes waiting
Doesn't that make you so anxious?
I
hate that.
Why can't I just get off this plane? And then
seriously,
you can't get up and go to the bathroom or anything,
which is the dumbest rule ever. Why can't you?
It's like ridiculous. They don't even so anyway, there were a lot of things like that happened during my traveling where I was like, wow, if I hadn't planned for this could have really messed up my travel plan. And here's the thing, then I read a story, I saw that last week, this was on Friday as well, I believe it just says last week, but the flight from DIA to Los Angeles,
space debris.
Yeah. Some debris
hit the windshield.
Cracked the windshield, and they had to make an emergency landing at Salt Lake.
Did you see the pictures of the pilots? They were covered in blood and stuff.
Like shrapnel.
It smashed those windows. Yes.
And that was another United plane. So they actually...
That's out of their control.
Exactly. That's not their fault.
Yeah,
that was part of the space station falling apart.
So it's like, that's not on United at all, but it just happened to be a United flight when I was flying on a United plane. But they were talking to a young lady who was on that flight, and she was just going for a day trip in LA, and she ended up only being able to stay there for a couple hours because so much time was knocked off her flight because of that space junk. So yeah, there's just a lot of things going on with flying, and I just, if I could give you any advice, it's always plan for extra time. So
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Drive.
Like, listen
that's my
to
advice.
Josh.
Road
listen
trips
to Josh.
Is my advice. Yeah.
Give yourself even more time than you used to.
Well, it's just because, I mean, Katie, the last time I was there, it was a Friday. Again, I was flying out on a Friday. And they were doing the same thing where they cut down the east wing of security.
Yeah.
And so it was just the west wing, I guess. And I asked one of the security guards and I go, hey, just how long is this going to take if you don't have pre-check or clear or anything like that? And she's like, about 4 hours.
I know.
And I was like,
4 hours?
Yes.
Hell no. Yeah. I can't do that. Yeah. My flight's in two.
And that's just a normal travel day. We're not even talking Thanksgiving,
no, it was
Christmas
in the summer.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Good God.
So
this is why
saying.
I just avoid the airport like crazy.
If
it's
you
bad.
Are
stressful.
Flying.
That's the only time I'm like truly stressed out is going through the airport.
Oh, every time.
And it was probably longer too because you showed up with a pockets full of switchblades and hand grenades.
Well, you had to go through security, of course.
Did not.
Yeah.
You got to feel safe, Jer.
Baby oil, switchblades, and hand grenades.
They'll let you bring baby oil in the little bottles.
Oh, pro tip.
Little bottles.
We were talking about airlines and how difficult it is to fly and the worst airlines. We're like, how about a road trip? Yeah, that sounds better. How about a cruise ship?
Oh,
those are safe,
I don't know if
right?
that sounds better either.
At least on the ground.
Yeah, what's the story about this little girl falling off the cruise ship?
So this is coming out. This happened over the summer on a Disney cruise, but more news is making the headways right now because on June 29th, a little girl, a five-year-old girl, fell out of a porthole 49 feet into the ocean because her mother wanted to take a cute little picture with her.
Oh,
so
no.
When this first came out, the mother was kind of putting the blame on Disney, being like, hey, you need to have coverings over these portholes. Like, there needs to be a plastic cover next to the window or whatever so that our children don't fall overboard. Her dad jumped in, a minute afterwards to help save the daughter and rescue her. He actually had injuries from falling the 49 feet again, and they had to tread water for 20 minutes before the cruise ship could come back around.
20 minutes?
Gosh.
There's no way.
In the ocean.
There like, would those, be no
it's
way.
It's not still water. It's wave
I'd
water going
down
up and
down.
I'd be down
there with Jack from the Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'd be down at the bottom
could
of the
sea. Could
you
not tread for 20 minutes?
That's I don't know if I could
time.
Tread for 20 minutes.
That is a long time.
I'd have to revert back to swim lessons where I'm like laying on my back and trying to float,
yeah,
right? You'd have
yeah.
to try to float.
Totally.
But then you've got your five-year-old daughter that you're trying to
yeah.
calm down.
As well. Or did you guys ever do that thing in swim class where they made you bring a pair of jeans in with you?
Blow them up, right?
And you blow them up and tie the ends off so you've kind of got a buoy there?
A floating device.
Yeah. You've never done
I've
that,
never
Katie?
I've never done that, no.
You blow up your jeans, yeah.
Wow.
Katie's
yeah, they can
water
actually
was
hold
frozen
water.
In North
I
Dakota.
Know,
that's
yeah,
that's true. That's true.
But anyway, yeah. so it's making headlines again because the daughter came out. And again, five-year-old daughter. She's a cute little kid. Young kid. And she was kind of like, well, my mom was the one that asked me to get in the porthole to take the little picture.
Mom's like,
she's on concert.
No, 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 no.
She doesn't know what she's talking
about. She's got water
about.
In her brain.
Exactly.
She's got water in her brain.
Trying to nip that in the bud.
Oh, my gosh. She totally told on her mom.
Totally told on her mom. Being like, well, she wanted to take me, you know, take a little cute selfie with us.
But then again, if the window's wide open.
Totally. I don't blame the mom for this still
How
because it's a cute
fall
picture.
Out of it, though? Was it head first? Or was she like sitting in the window?
I don't know.
Fell backwards and down you go. I
that
don't know.
I don't know. But the porthole's obviously big enough for the father to get out through there and dive in. Like I'm guessing
the girl was sitting on the like the sill
probably
of it and then backwards
and maybe. Lost her balance. But
oh,
still,
that's
I mean,
horrific.
50-foot fall, first
well,
of all. That is insane.
The portholes are just open? I'm just kind
so that's,
of shocked
that's what
by
the,
that.
That's
like,
how it came out first. Is like, it's obviously there's a window. The porthole was
yeah.
open. But the mom is saying there's got to be some kind of stopping device, whether it's another glass pane or plastic or something.
Especially on a Disney cruise when you have small
yeah.
humans running
you would
around,
think,
right?
Yeah.
They can go right out these windows.
But it's also like sometimes people want fresh air. Like your porthole could be in the, you know, your actual little hotel room that you're staying in.
I've always yeah. got my porthole open.
We've heard.
We know that. Yeah, exactly.
I like to air it out.
You show it off.
Big
Look
fan,
at my
eh?
Porthole. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Many people have fallen into
it's
it actually.
So breezy.
Oh really?
Yeah, a lot of people have fallen into it.
It must be a big porthole there.
Well, it was, you know, I went through this phase in college.
Gross.
Gosh.
Your parents listen to the show, don't they?
Oh,
try
no.
to tread in that for 20 minutes.
No, Dad can fit through
Bet
that,
you can.
Too.
Leave my father out of this!
Katie!
What? I'm just saying.
You leave my dad out of this, Katie!
I just meant a dad.
He was a fire chief.
A dad. No, not your
Random
dad.
Random dad in my porthole.
Just a dad.
Okay, that's better.
That doesn't make it better. Doesn't.
Okay.
I have overshared.
No.
Well, I'm glad everybody is okay.
They're good. Everybody
Overboard,
healed correctly.
I don't ever want to hear the words porthole ever again.
Ever again.